Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Dad, finally! What took you so long to get here? I called you almost 2 hours ago.
I was busy with some stuff. I came as soon as I could.
Hey, Mommy, Daddy, come over here. See what I found.
It's Safia's school bag.
Saf, do you want to talk about it? It's okay if you're not ready. We understand.
I'm not ready. I'll never be. I'm going to my room.
Hang on.
OMG. Mom, fire! How did you get your ma? Unbelievable.
Mommy flew here with me and Nabil.
Yeah, we just arrived a little while ago and got a taxi here. Aren't you happy to see me? Where's your manners, Ziad?
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما وارضي ربك واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك.
القاسم ابن مخيمرة رضي الله عنه reports that سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said something to the effect: whomsoever earns wealth from sinful sources and joins family ties, gives charity, or spends in the path of Allah from that wealth, it will all be collected together with him and cast in Jahannam. Al-Marasil. A couple of days later, while Raisa and the kids are relaxing at home, Aishama spends some time alone with Ziad. He drives his mother around the city in his Uber, pointing out all the sights in Dubai. But she is more interested in pointing out to him all the things he is doing wrong. He gets irritated, but then tells Aishama that he's not coping well and that he is spending too much money.
Hey Ziad, look at this place. I have never seen so many cars and people in my life, except when I went with your ma and your marhum father for Hajj. And the buildings, so tall, ne? When are you going to take me to that Burj Al Arab, Ziad? You know, Hawma's ex-girl called herself Faye on Instagram. Yeah, she was saying how fancy it is, built like a wave and all.
Ach, ma. We can't do everything in one day. Dubai has tons of attractions to offer. We'll get to some of them in good time. Plus, it's quite expensive, ma. You know, to go up the top, it's expensive.
Arezia, you talk about expensive, but see how you're living your life here, spending so much money and all. Now you say you can't take your poor mother up that posh building. Oh, hey, never mind.
Ach, ma, you make me sound so bad. I'll tell you what. Let's go on that cruise I was telling you about. Then we'll see about the Burj.
See, Ziad, that's what I can't understand. I tell you to do simple thing for me, like take me up that building. But you're talking about this cruise again. Where you got money for it?
That's the thing, Mommy. Well, I booked the cruise before. Before I checked our finances, it seemed like fun at the time. But now I regret booking it because funds are a bit low. You know, ma.
But you're usually always so chukka with your accounts, but you? Even when you were small, you always kept a book of your spending and where you used it. And isn't you said Raisa is making a lot of money at her new job?
Yeah, I used to be thorough with our finances, but things are quite different here. And it's true. Raisa is making quite a bit of money teaching at DIS. But ma, I don't know how to tell you this. I've been spending more than I should. I'm in trouble with the bank. See, I took some extra funds from...
Zia tries to come clean with his mother about his financial situation, but she interrupts with her own thoughts and the moment passes.
Are, what else can you do if you're at home all the time? You know, a man's place is not at home, but you. That's why you can't stop spending all your people's money. I see you driving this Uber around, but you need to find a real job. Otherwise, forever you'll be under your wife's rule.
Mommy, Things are different nowadays. Both partners have to work in most households.
Yeah, but the husband must still be the main breadwinner. Why don't you cancel this cruise then if you can't afford it?
I can't. I booked non-refundable tickets because they were cheaper. And since you are here, I upgraded the children's room to a three-sleeper so you could come with us. Mommy, I can't leave you alone at the apartment while we go off on a luxury cruise for 10 days.
Are, but you, of course, I'll come with you. I was gone for 3 weeks, Umrah, but we'll be back before that, ne? What more is there? Hey, is that the Burj Khalifa? I want to go up that one also, Ziad. We have to take the children also. And don't worry, I know it's expensive, but I'll pay for it.
Isa has given in after realizing that they will not be getting a cent back from the trip if they cancel it. So the Osman family, along with Aishama, embark on the cruise. They are stunned at the luxury of the cruise liner. And as they leave the port of Dubai and head out to the open seas, Ziad and Raisa stand on deck while Safiya and Hanzala go off to explore the ship. And Aishama unpacks in the cabin she is sharing with the children. Ziad apologizes to Raisa for his hasty decision in booking the cruise, but seeing how excited her children are, Raisa starts to enjoy the fresh air and the feel of the waves beneath them and decides to make the most of the trip.
Ray, I owe you an apology. I think I'm getting so caught up in the Dubai lifestyle that I just can't stop myself. Every new thing I come across, I feel like trying, and well...
Ziad, you know, when we made the decision to move here, I thought it would be the same setup as home. Since COVID, we've both been working from home. You always took care of our finances. But now that I'm out of the house every day, I suppose I just expected things to carry on like normal. You used to be so frugal, counting every cent. But now...
Ah, Ray, I'm sorry. Listen, though there's something I need to tell you. I took out more money. Oh, I'm feeling sick. Oh, flip. I can't. Oh.
Ziad is feeling seasick on deck, so he grabs the railing as he gags and then vomits over the side of the big ship. Once he's done, Raisa helps him back to their cabin, where he climbs onto the bed and immediately goes to sleep. Raisa leaves him to rest and acclimatize himself to the swaying of the ship while she goes to check on her mother-in-law and children. She finds them relaxing on lounges by the poolside.
Mom, you'll never guess who we saw. Your friend Jess, the influencer, is on the ship.
Duh, Hans. She's not Mommy's friend. She just spoke to Mom a few times. But Mommy, you know who's also on the ship? My friend Romana from school. Remember we met her and her mom in Deira last week?
Haha, who would have thought you guys would meet people that you know already? Saf, I'm so glad to see you looking more like your old self again.
I told her, I said, Safu, you must pull yourself together. What happened, happened. But now you're on this lovely ship. Just enjoy it and don't think about all the bad things.
You're right, Ma. Mommy, did you see the schedule for today? They have a whole lineup of activities. I thought I'd come and try the fruit sculpturing. They have a class for it later today here by the pool.
And there's a huge indoor soccer field. There's a match at 2, so I'm going to see if I can join.
I can introduce you to Romana's brother. He's the same age as you, Hanzala. Then you'll have company.
Fire, Mommy. Can you check with Daddy if he wants to join us? Where is he anyways?
Daddy's gone to lie down. I don't think he'll be up for a soccer match today. He got seasick and vomited all over the side of the ship.
Ew! This disgusting.
Are, my poor son. Why are you not sitting with him and seeing to him, Raisa?
He's sleeping, Ma. I thought I'd come and check on you and the kids in the meantime.
But what if he gets up and needs something? Or wants to vomit again? How he'll manage?
Ma, Siad is a grown man. I'm sure he can sort himself out. He'll go to the bathroom himself if he starts to feel nauseous.
Ooh. In our days, if our husbands were sick, we would never leave them to sort themselves out. No, no. When Bashir used to get sick, my mother-in-law used to tell me that I mustn't leave his side, even for 1 minute. Even at night, she used to tell me to set my alarm for every hour so I could wake up and check on him.
Whew, that must have been hard. Luckily, times have changed. Anyway, have you guys been for a walk around the ship? It's massive and so smart, right? Let's go and see all the stuff that's on offer.
Do we have to pay separately for everything, Mommy?
No, your father said he booked an all-inclusive package. The only thing that's not included is the tips. We must give the ship hands every day.
See, Raisa, first you were so upset about the cruise, but now see how happy you are. You just like Ziad. You also like the good life.
Board the ship the next day, Ziad, feeling better after taking some medication for seasickness, goes for a walk around the deck where he bumps into Mansoor. He recognizes him from the day he picked him up in his Uber and is surprised when he finds out that Mansoor is his daughter Safiya's friend's father. They walk together and have a pleasant chat while Raisa meets Sabha in the restaurant for high tea.
Safiya was telling me about your mother passing a few weeks ago. Sabha, I'm so sorry. That must have been tough for you, especially with being so far away and unable to attend the Mayat.
Yes, it was very challenging. But living here, there is very little we can do if a family member in another country passes away. We did watch it online though.
Still, it's not the same. My mommy is in Australia and I make dua every day that nothing happens to her while I'm so far away. But either she or my father were to pass on, my sister promised me that they would wait for me to get there before having the funeral.
In a way, I was glad I was not there for Mama's burial. It would have been too painful.
I know, but then at least you would have had some closure.
Closure? For me? Raisa, it wasn't even about closure. After the initial feelings of grief, it was just relief of not having to deal with my mother anymore.
Sabha, how can you say that? No one feels relief when their mother passes away.
For the first time ever, Sabha confides in a total stranger about her past. She relates her story of being abused by her first husband and her mother standing by and watching, but not protecting her from harm. A couple of days later, the ship is ready to dock at its first stop in Muscat, Oman. The Ali family are all sound asleep, so Rumana goes up on deck to watch the ship coming into port. She finds Safiya also on deck, tears streaming down her face.
Safiya?
Hey! Are you all right? Why are you crying?
I was just remembering that day.
Oh no, that day you were locked in the basement, yeah? That must have been a nightmare.
It was.
It was just horrible.
I'm here if you want to speak about it, Sophia. My mom may be a psychologist, but I'm a pretty good listener, you know?
I don't know what's wrong with me, Romana. I can't seem to get the whole thing out of my head. Even when I go to sleep, all I dream about is being locked up and having no way to escape.
I'm so sorry. Maybe this cruise will help you get your mind off the incident. Sophia, did the girls who locked you up do anything bad to you?
No. See, I have these panic attacks. It happened the first time when we got on the plane to come to Dubai. It's just when I'm worried or anxious about something, this feeling of dizziness overcomes me and I faint. I have a kind of a blackout. You know, it's happened a few times since the plane, but, well, I haven't actually told my parents. They have so many issues going on in Dubai, and this will just add to their stress.
Did it happen to you in the gym?
As soon as I realized there was no way out, my breathing became shallow, and I saw stars. And then, the next thing I remember is lying flat on the floor.
Yeah. Oh no, did you get hurt?
Not really. I was walking across the spongy part of the floor when it happened. I think that helped cushion my fall.
Shukar alhamdulillah. Sophia, I know you don't want to rat on whoever locked you up, but was it Batul and Huda?
How did you know?
I guessed it was them. They're always getting into trouble. Last year, they even got suspended for a week when they got caught hanging out by the boys' campus.
Wow, that's gutsy. But wouldn't they have gotten expelled for pulling a stunt like that?
Ha, they'll never get expelled. Their parents are too affluent and they're key sponsors at the school. Plus, Huda's father is a minister in the Emirati here, so she's like that untouchable Arab girl.
Oh, does that make a difference?
The Arabs, not all of them, but most, right? Well, they'll look down at us Indians. Even if we don't come from India, we're seen as inferior. Maybe you haven't experienced it yet, but you'll see as you go along.
Oh, hey! See, we've docked already. I didn't even feel it.
Cool, we'll catch up later, Saf. I better go down to the cabin and check on my folks and Amir. They must be wondering where I am.
The ship docks and groups of passengers make their way to the gangway to disembark. There is a general air of excitement as everyone is looking forward to spending the day in Muscat after 3 days at sea. Suddenly, before the gates to the gangway can be opened, an urgent announcement is made over the loudspeaker, first in Arabic and then in English.
All passengers, please stay on board. Do not disembark. I repeat, do not disembark. Return to your cabins below deck. The police force will be coming on board. Mr. Ziad Osman, please come forward. Please, sir, do not make this difficult for the other passengers. Come forward with your hands above your head. The Emirate of Dubai has issued a warrant of arrest for you. Mr. Ziad Osman, please hand yourself over.
Have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.